This is Rio Pacino for PodTech.net. I'm here at the Sony Metreon for the Sony PS3 launch party. I'm here with Sheila Bryson, Sony representative. Welcome to the podcast, Sheila.
Hi, Rio. Thanks very much for being here and for wanting to talk with me today.
Sheila, big, big day. I mean, this has got to be one of the biggest days in gaming history. I mean, you got the PlayStation 3 coming out in a couple of hours.
Right. We also got the tonight.
Right. We got the Nintendo Wii also coming out later on, and we already have the 360 out. Now, go ahead and just tell us a bit about the launch and what it's all about.
Sure. You know, it's definitely a big day for gamers everywhere here at the PlayStation Store in San Francisco. We also have a big event going on in New York at the Sony Style Store. You know, we're looking at it, you know, definitely we think games, you know, are the number one focus of the folks here in line that are waiting to buy the PS3. But there are a lot of other elements in terms of digital entertainment that we think people are going to be excited about as well.
Including the Blu-ray technology.
Including, obviously, Blu-ray technology, you know, the cell processor, which, you know, plays a huge hand in a lot of the video features that we have on the PS3. So there's a lot of technologies involved that have come together in the PS3 to offer up this great system.
Now it looks like a lot of gamers outside are looking forward to this system. How many people are out there? Do you guys know?
Yeah, I think that we're looking at about 750 people in line.
It's a lot of people,
but they're all going to go home happy today.
So there's enough systems out there for everybody
really
in line.
We're really excited. You know, we're going to have a lot of happy people headed home tonight after midnight.
How many systems are available? Can you release that number?
I can, you know, as I said, everyone that's in line right now here at the PlayStation Store will be fulfilled, but we don't have the exact number in terms of what's going to be available nationwide right now.
Okay. There was a report that came out that, I mean, you guys came out with numbers saying it's 400,000 available in the U.S. at launch. A recent report came out, I think it was yesterday, saying that that number is reportedly dwindled down to 200 to 150.
Yeah, unfortunately, Rio, I don't have that exact number, but you know, I'll definitely we'll keep in touch. But we're still expecting, you know, to have lots of people happy over the holiday season. Their stores are going to be replenished, you know, on a daily, weekly basis. So,
how about the Japan launch? How did that go?
The Japan launch went really well. We had, you know, lots of folks lined up, similarly to here today at the PlayStation Store. I think it's been received very well. So, you know, we're happy, you know, to have seen the success there and to be sort of drafting on that here in the States.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's stop with the numbers here.
Yeah.
And let's get to the system.
I know, really, and you know, that's sort of what today is about. We're here to celebrate the launch and to give the consumers what they've been waiting for.
Right.
So I'd love to transition then into showing you the system and answering any questions that you have about
Right, we're
it.
In front of one of the PlayStation 3 systems right now. Go ahead and chill out. Let's go ahead and fire it up and show us what's going on here. Now we're at the title screen, right?
Yeah, the title screen. So this is what we're calling the cross-media bar. And you'll see in a lot of our materials that the acronym for the cross-media bar is XMB. Anybody who's used a PSP in the past will find that this user interface is really
basically the same thing.
Yeah,
right.
it's the same format. You scroll through using your six-axis controller, which Rio, as you know, is the new controller that's launching today alongside the PS3.
Now let's talk about that real quick before we continue on. The six-axis controller, how important of a feature is that going to be with the PS3? Is that going to be implemented into all the games?
It will be. You know, it's a really important feature, and it's something that our game developers have given us really great feedback on in terms of being able to add, you know, different functionality with characters and gameplay. With NBA 07, you know, it definitely plays a role with Resistance and also with third-party titles. Call of Duty, for example, when you tilt the controller, you're actually doing a rifle butt. So there's a lot of opportunity for developers to really incorporate the functionality of the six-axis controller into their planning in terms of developing their titles.
Right. Okay.
So I'm just going to show you some of the what we call beyond gaming features of the PS3. So I'm going to take you to our network section.
Okay.
And here's where we have our internet browser, which is proprietary technology to PlayStation.
Right.
And within, unfortunately, we're not connected, but within the internet browser, you can have up to 6 windows tiled at the same time, which, you know, a lot of users are excited to take advantage of that for things like Fantasy Football League.
Right. One of my personal favorites.
One of Rio's personal favorites. Another...
The PlayStation Store.
The PlayStation Store.
That's right. This is something that not much hasn't been said about, so this would be good to go over.
Yeah, so we're really excited about, you know, launching the PlayStation Store. There's going to be a lot of free content available on day one in terms of trailers for movies, Blu-ray movies, trailers for our first-party titles, and content is going to be added on a daily basis. We also have a number of downloadable games that are available at launch. One of my personal favorites is called Blast Factor. Mm-hmm. And Blast Factor is it's very arcade-like. It's really fun. You're fighting germs and you're in a petri dish and you get to use the six-axis controllers, motion sensing, to tilt the petri dish. So that's one of the downloadable games that will be available at launch.
But as of now, how many games total?
I believe we have 5 games total.
5 games?
Yeah, 5 or 6. But I mean, these are, so, you know, very low manpower is required to develop these games. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be offered very, very frequently.
Right,
There's going to be new content. A lot, you know, a lot of new content all the time.
Okay.
Whenever someone visits the PlayStation Store.
Okay.
Some other things about the PlayStation Store that your listeners might find of interest in terms of parental controls. Mm-hmm. You can, parents will be able to enter their kids' age, and when they're on the PlayStation Store, we will only show content that is in line with their ESRB rating.
Right, right.
So that's kind of a cool thing, and parents are excited about that. Although I don't know if I see a lot of parents in line out there this morning.
No, not many. There are a few, though,
That
are you know, braving it out for their kids.
I know. Did you see that footage from Maryland?
No,
There's a guy who's been there, I think it's at a Best Buy, since 7 p.m. on Monday.
Wow.
And he is there for his kid to get him a PS3.
That's a good dad right there.
I know, right?
Right.
So that's the network side. I'm going to show you the videos now.
Okay.
So videos here, as you can see, all of the video content that you have stored on your hard drive, the thumbnails, this was a real wow for me when I first saw it. Mm-hmm. The thumbnails are actually your video footage. So it's a real testament to the power of the cell processor.
Right.
You know, I've never seen any kind of display like this. I don't know if, you know, it's ever existed before. But it's, I'm going to go ahead and play the trailer for Click here. When you press the triangle button, you'll see that it's very similar to what you would have on the PSP.
Right, this is very almost identical
to
the
PS2. Yeah, exactly.
PS2.
So anybody who's played a PSP before, you know, this is going to feel very familiar. It's mm-hmm. not going to be a scary experience.
So this video is running in 1080p, I assume?
Yes.
Right, okay. Yeah.
And that is actually, you know, we've loaded that on from a Blu-ray disc. So the photos, this is another area that I'm excited about. And we all are, obviously. But it's very easy to manage your content here. You can connect your camera via USB cable directly mm-hmm. to the PS3. And then this is one of the features that I love to show people because I think that it's surprising that something this artistic and creative and almost whimsical is on the PS3, which I know most people, you know, think of as primarily a gaming machine. Mm-hmm. So you can see here that the dates that the photos were taken scroll by, and then there's a virtual tabletop.
Wow.
Where the photos are dropped down onto. But
just like you're really looking at some
hard
photos here.
Yeah. So then, but
you got the negatives out there too.
Yeah, but then you can actually use your six-axis controller to, you know, rewind back if you want to take a closer look at the photos.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a pretty neat application. People are responding really well to this.
Yeah, it's something that's very different.
Yeah,
very,
and
very different.
You know, it's definitely is a lot better way to show your friends your pictures from vacation than
right.
huddled around your PC in your home office.
Right.
So we think people are going to be excited about that. And then music is pretty straightforward. Again, you just use your six-axis controller to scroll through here. Using mm-hmm. the triangle button, you'll see this similar, again, to PSP control scheme here.
What audio files are capable of being played on the PS3?
We have four. So we have MP3, I believe AAC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not going to be able to name all those acronyms off the top of my head. But most audio formats we do support.
Okay.
You can also, most MP3 players, you can actually attach via USB cable and stream the music from your MP3 player.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it for the Beyond Gaming features here.
Now let's go ahead and go and take a look at what everybody wants to see.
Okay.
And that's the games.
Sure. So I think we have NBA 07 ready here. And this is one of our titles that's available at launch. It's okay. In 1080p. So
how many titles are available at launch besides NBA 07?
We have, I believe, over 20. So we have quite a few third-party titles.
Okay.
Our first-party titles that are available are Resistance, Fall of Man, NBA 07, and Genji.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm sure a lot of your listeners have been reading about a lot of the titles that are coming out. Some of my mm-hmm. third-party favorites are Fight Night is a really exciting one, and the realism in that game is just incredible.
Right. I have Fight Night for Xbox 360. It'll be good to see that on the PS3.
I mean, really, it's hard to believe that you're not watching real fights.
Okay. Pretty slick menu system here.
Yeah, it's a really nice menu system. And one thing I have to say about NBA 07, I'm a big hip-hop fan, and the soundtrack of NBA 07 is amazing. So if there's any hip-hop fans out there, you'll definitely enjoy.
So now this game's running on 1080p also.
It is, yeah. Right? This is, as I said, yeah, it's one of our launch titles.
Now, are all titles going to be launched in 1080p?
They're not. They're not. I think, you know, the Resistance, for example, there were a lot of discussions behind the scenes about whether to run 1080p, and uh-huh. I think the decision at the end of the day, you know, wasn't to go with 1080p. So, but I think, you know, in the future, we'll see a lot of... Most of our titles will take advantage of HD.
Wow, they got sweat.
They got sweat. They're
the
sweaty
players
already.
Got sweat here.
The game just started and they're already. Oh, hey, I dunked. I can get Alex to, because this is his title that he manages, just to really show you the six axis.
Right, right.
Because, I don't. Sorry about that.
It's okay. Let's talk about the Wii. First, let's talk about the Nintendo Wii.
Sure, sure.
That's coming out as well.
Yep.
What are your thoughts on the Wii?
Well, you know, I think that the Wii is a great system for someone who's an entry-level gamer. I think, you know, there's definitely a different audience that's going to be interested in purchasing the Wii as opposed to the audience that's interested in purchasing the PS3. We kind of look at the PS3 as being for really hardcore gamers to start. And then once people really discover the additional functionalities of PS3, they're going to, you know, become interested and likely purchase one. But, you know, at the launch, I think, you know, the less serious gamer is going to be more interested in the Wii. So,
how about the Xbox 360? I mean, that has to be direct competition.
Yeah, definitely direct competition. And, you know, I think that some of the feedback we've received is that our launch titles are looking as good, if not better, than their current games. I think one of the advantages we have from the get-go is our network, which offers free content off the get-go. You know, I know they have a gold package for subscribers, and there's some content that's exclusive there. You know, if it's free content, it's free content for everyone. So I think that, you know, that's an advantage, and a lot of consumers are going to appreciate that.
Microsoft recently announced that they are offering a video download service, HD video, HD movies, TV shows. Is that something that PlayStation's online store is going to do as well?
I definitely think that's something that you'll see from us in the future. We obviously have an advantage being part of the Sony family in terms of content. And I think that there are conversations going on with a number of different content providers. So I don't think that obviously they've launched a year ahead of us and, you know, are able to put some stuff out there. But I don't think that it'll be long until you hear of similar content for us. We're already going to have, you know, soon after launch, we're going to have downloadable movies. We're going to have, HD movies. We're going to have all kinds of downloadable content available. So
Okay, Sheila, appreciate the time. Thanks a lot for showing me the demo.
Sure.
It was great taking a look, even though NBA 07. I know that's not your game.
I'm sorry.
But it was good seeing you play that. Good to see, interface.
Hey, I did slam dunk.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good. You know, most people can't do that who just pick up the controller for the first time.
Right.
But once again, Sheila, thanks a lot for showing me the demo of the PlayStation 3. Appreciate the time, and thanks a lot for the podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for coming by.